Hi, I'm Rob from Psych for Life. Welcome back. Even if you're doing everything right and you're trying to control every variable, there's things that are outside of your control that impact your sleep negatively. Could be international travel or working late, having a night shift, maybe it's daylight savings time, or even your children waking you up. And all of this is negatively impacting the quality of your sleep. This can be really hard on you, but fortunately, there's research about how you can improve and manage these shifts. Our bodies have a natural 24-hour sleep-wake cycle called our circadian rhythm. This internal clock we have regulates our sleep, as well as other functions like our appetite and mood. This cycle depends on light exposure and needs to be synchronized with light-dark cycles to ensure healthy and quality sleep. For example, if you live in a location where you have daylight saving time, when March comes around, there's more morning darkness and evening light, which can delay our sleep-wake cycle. This makes us more tired in the morning and more alert in the evening. As a consequence, on average, people get 40 minutes less of sleep on the Monday after you change clocks. Experts recommend that in the days and weeks before our clocks change, we should prepare ourselves to be less disrupted by this change. We can do this by sticking to a sleep schedule and following general guidelines for getting better sleep, such as avoiding caffeine and alcohol before bed or getting exercise earlier in the day. In addition, 2 to 3 days before the schedule change, you can start to gradually shift your bedtime and wake time by 15 to 20 minutes earlier each day to allow for a smoother transition for your body. Or you can opt for a short 20-minute nap the day after the transition to make up for some missed sleep. Getting sunlight exposure can also help to regulate your cycle. Whether you're traveling for work or for family vacations, we all know that jet lag is a drag. So jet lag occurs when there's a mismatch between our internal clock and our external clock, and our body feels the difference. If you're experiencing jet lag, you may find that you have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. You might be sleepy during the day or you can't think. You might just be a jerk and be kind of irritable. So to mitigate these symptoms, here are some tips to deal with jet lag. Prior to your trip, get good sleep. Try adjusting your internal clock slowly over a couple of days so that you're ready for your trip. Also, try to avoid staying up late packing. Plan in advance. And while flying, drink plenty of fluids, but also avoid alcohol and caffeine. And when you land, get some sun. Sunlight exposure actually helps you to adjust your internal clock. So maybe go out and do something in the sun, like a hike. Some people recommend taking melatonin supplements, and while this can be a good adjustment, we recommend talking to a healthcare provider before starting any sort of supplementation. The night shift is one of the most grueling things you can do to your body and your sleep schedule. And while it's tough, know that you're not alone. About 16% of the workforce in the United States has to do late night shifts or a full night shift. Here are some tips that you can use to help manage that. First, while it's tempting to use caffeine to get through those late nights having energy drinks or a lot of coffee, don't overdo it. Caffeine takes 8 hours to get out of your system, so try to avoid using caffeine 3 to 4 hours prior to your bedtime. Second, taking a nap. If you work a job that allows you to have breaks where you're away from people, try to take a 15-minute cat nap or power nap. This will help you recharge and give you enough energy to get through your shift while not destroying your sleep schedule. If you're working a night shift, after your shift concludes, try taking a 15-minute nap before you drive home. This will give you energy for the drive while also reducing the risk of accidents while you're driving. Third, try to incorporate exercise prior to going on a night shift, because that'll give you energy while also helping to keep you healthy. Fourth, plan ahead and pack healthy meals. Prior to your shift, remember to pack something high in protein and fiber, such as nuts or fruits or a pre-made protein snack or meal. This will reduce the need to buy unhealthy foods at convenience stores or substitute it with energy drinks instead. You'll find that you feel a lot better and it will help with your energy. When your shift concludes, try having a snack or a small meal to help reduce the need to wake up in the middle of the night from hunger disruption. Even though your sleep schedule is different from many of the people around you, you still want to be consistent. So plan in advance to have your sleep at the same time every night if you can. If you're sleeping during the daytime, blackout curtains and eye masks may be helpful, as well as earplugs or white noise machines. Remember, if you are working in the evening, try to get some sunlight at some point during the day. For example, if you're working an evening shift, you may want to get some sunlight prior to your shift and then go to work. Here are the key takeaways for what to do if your schedule gets disrupted. 1. Prepare in advance. Slowly adjust your schedule up to the change, as well as get as much sleep as possible prior to the change. 2. Avoid relying on too much caffeine. 3. After the switch, consider short naps to help with fatigue. 4. Eat healthy, protein and fiber-rich foods to help with hunger pains when trying to go to sleep. 5. If possible, try to get daylight when you first wake up. And 6. Even though your schedule is different, try to remain consistent and sleep at the same time. Congratulations! You completed the module on sleep. To learn skills that build upon this skill, check out our other modules right here at Psych for Life.